Lesson 4. Outcomes. Explain physical properties that aid in identifying potential hazards and predicting behavior of hazardous materials. Physical properties. Physical properties are the characteristics of a material that do not involve the chemistry or chemical nature of the material. Physical properties describe how a material behaves in relation to physical influences, such as temperature and pressure, or how a material behaves when mixed with, or compared to, another material. Materials can be characterized by the following physical properties. Vapor pressure. Boiling point. Solubility/miscibility. Specific gravity. Melting point/freezing point/sublimation. Vapor density. Persistence. Appearance and odor. Vapor pressure. Vapor pressure is the pressure exerted by a saturated vapor above its own liquid in a closed container. More simply, it is the pressure produced or exerted by the vapors released by a liquid. Vapor pressure can be viewed as the measure of the tendency of a substance to evaporate. Vapor pressures reported in reference materials may use any of the following units. Pounds per square inch, psi. Kilopascals, kPa. Bars. Millimeters of mercury, mmHg, used in older style material safety data sheets, MSDS. Atmospheres, ATM. Hectopascals, HPa, used on new GHS safety data sheets, SDS. Be aware of the following facts regarding vapor pressure. Materials with a vapor pressure over 760 millimeters of mercury will be gases under normal conditions. The higher the temperature of a substance, the higher its vapor pressure will be, figure 24.19. The vapor pressure of a material at 100 degrees Fahrenheit 38 degrees Celsius will always be higher than the vapor pressure of the same material at 68 degrees Fahrenheit 20 degrees Celsius. Higher temperatures provide more energy to a liquid, which allows more liquid to escape into a gaseous form. The gas rises above the liquid and exerts a downward pressure. Atmospheric pressure is the baseline measurement for pressure. The lower the boiling point, the temperature at which a liquid turns to a gas, of a material, the higher its vapor pressure will be. If a material has a low boiling point, it requires less heat to change from liquid into a gas. Note, water requires a lot of heat to boil, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, 100 degrees Celsius, but some substances boil at room temperature, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, 20 degrees Celsius. Boiling point. Boiling point is the temperature at which a liquid changes to a gas at a given pressure. Boiling point is usually expressed in degrees Fahrenheit, Celsius, at sea level air pressure, figure 24.20. For mixtures, the initial boiling point or boiling point range may be given. Flammable materials with low boiling points generally present special fire hazards. A boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion, BLEEV, also called violent rupture, can occur when a liquid within a container is heated, causing the material inside to boil or vaporize, such as in the case of a liquefied petroleum gas tank exposed to a fire. If the resulting increase in internal vapor pressure exceeds the vessel's ability to relieve, or retain, the excess pressure, the container can fail catastrophically. As the vapor is released, it expands rapidly and ignites, sending flames and pieces of tank flying. BLEEVs most commonly occur when flames contact a tank shell above the liquid level or when insufficient water is applied to keep a tank shell cool. Melting point/freezing point/sublimation. Melting point is the temperature at which a solid substance changes to a liquid state at normal atmospheric pressure. An ice cube melts at just above 32 degrees Fahrenheit 0 degrees Celsius, its melting point. Freezing point is the temperature at which a liquid becomes a solid at normal atmospheric pressure. Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit 0 degrees Celsius, its freezing point. Some substances will actually sublimate or change directly from a solid into a gas without going into a liquid state in between, figure 24.21. Dry ice, solid-state carbon dioxide, and mothballs sublimate rather than melt. Temperatures change throughout the day due to weather patterns and exposure to the sun. A material that begins the day as a solid may change to a liquid if heated sufficiently. Since materials are typically easier to control as a solid than a liquid, this may affect mitigation strategies. Vapor density. Vapor density is the weight of a given volume of pure vapor or gas compared to the weight of an equal volume of dry air at the same temperature and pressure. A vapor density less than 1 indicates a vapor lighter than air, while a vapor density greater than 1 indicates a vapor heavier than air. Lighter than air gases and vapors will rise, while heavier than air gases and vapors will sink, figure 24.22. Examples of materials with a vapor density less than 1 include helium, neon, acetylene, and hydrogen. Gases with a vapor density less than 1 will rise quickly and spread to a wide geographical area. Most gases have a vapor density greater than 1. They will sink in relation to ambient air and will displace oxygen at low elevations. Heavier vapors and gases are likely to concentrate in low places along or under floors, in sumps, sewers, and manholes, and in trenches and ditches where they may create fire or health hazards, figure 24.23. Examples of common materials with a vapor density greater than 1 include propane, butane, hydrogen sulfide, ethane, chlorine, sulfur dioxide. Vapor density varies with the temperature of the vapor or gas. Hot vapors will rise, but unless totally dispersed, they will sink once they have cooled. Cold vapors are dense and will stay low but will rise when they warm. Personnel cannot precisely predict the spread of vapors from the vapor density because topography, weather conditions, and the vapor mixture with air affect vapors. However, knowing the vapor density gives a general idea of what to expect from a specific gas or vapor. Note, all vapors and gases will mix with air, but the lighter materials, unless confined, tend to rise and dissipate. Solubility/miscibility. Solubility in water expresses the percentage of a material, by weight, that will dissolve in water at ambient temperature. A substance's solubility affects whether it mixes in water. Solubility information can be useful in determining spill cleanup methods and extinguishing agents. When a non-water soluble liquid such as a hydrocarbon, gasoline, diesel fuel, pentane, combines with water, the two liquids remain separate, figure 24.24. When a water soluble liquid such as a polar solvent, alcohol, methanol, methyl ethyl ketone, MEK, combines with water, the two liquids mix. Note, emergency responders may find that some materials, such as hydrocarbons, gasoline, oil, will initially float, but will sink over time. Degradation, chemical reactions, exposure, and time will all affect materials and change their characteristics. Water solubility is also an important contributor for symptom development. Irritant agents that are water soluble usually cause early upper respiratory tract irritation, resulting in coughing and throat irritation. Partially water-soluble chemicals will penetrate into the lower respiratory system and cause delayed, 12 to 24 hours, symptoms that include breathing difficulties, pulmonary edema, and coughing up blood. Miscibility describes the ability of two or more gases or liquids to mix with or to dissolve into each other. Two liquids or gases are miscible if they mix or dissolve into each other in any proportion. Typically, two materials that do not readily dissolve into each other are considered immiscible. For example, water and fuel oil are immiscible. Immiscible materials can create a hazard because oil, which weighs less than water, will float on top of water and could ignite and burn. Specific gravity. Specific gravity is the ratio of the density, mass per volume, of a material to the density of a standard material, usually an equal volume of water, at standard conditions of pressure and temperature. If a volume of a material weighs 8 pounds, 3.6 kilograms, and an equal volume of water weighs 10 pounds, 4.5 kilograms, the material is said to have a specific gravity of 0.8. Materials with specific gravities less than 1 will float in, or on, water. Materials with specific gravities greater than 1 will sink in water. Most flammable liquids float on water. Solubility plays an important role in specific gravity. Highly soluble materials will mix or dissolve more completely in water, distributing themselves more evenly throughout, rather than sinking or floating, without dissolving. According to their specific gravities. Most, but not all, flammable liquids have specific gravities less than 1 and will float on water, figure 24.25. An important consideration for fire suppression activities is that flammable liquids will float on water. Persistence and viscosity. The persistence of a chemical is its ability to remain in the environment. Chemicals that remain in the environment for a long time are more persistent than chemicals that quickly dissipate or break down, figure 24.26. Persistent nerve agents will remain effective at their point of dispersion, release, for a much longer time than non-persistent nerve agents. Note, persistence is not often referenced on an SDS. Viscosity is the measure of the thickness or flowability of a liquid at a given temperature, figure 24.27. Numerical values sometimes describe viscosity, with higher numbers indicating higher viscosity. Viscosity determines the ease with which a product will flow. It is greatly affected by temperature. Usually, the hotter a liquid, the thinner or more fluid it becomes. Likewise, the cooler a liquid, the thicker or less fluid it becomes. Liquids with high viscosities, such as heavy oils, have to be heated to increase their fluidity. Viscous materials tend to be more persistent and may have a lower vapor pressure. Examples of materials with differences in viscosity are acetone, water, oil, and honey. First responders use viscous materials to reference the way the viscosity of these materials will affect decontamination or collection. Appearance and odor. A safety data sheet, SDS, typically contains a description of the material's appearance, such as physical state or color, and odor. Referring to the SDS could allow first responders to quickly gain important information about the state of matter and potential behavior of the substance or material. Appearance may help you detect a substance/material. You should evaluate a change in appearance, which may indicate a change in the behavior of the substance or material. For many industrial products, the color listed on the SDS may represent an average, and the product shipped may vary significantly in color and still be the same product. In other instances, a significant difference in color may also show contamination or high levels of impurities that may have their own hazards. Responders detecting a chemical via odor could indicate that they are too close. Some chemicals have little or no odor, while others have a strong characteristic odor, figure 24.28. Some characteristic odors can help identify a material. The smell of natural gas, based on an additive, mercaptan, is similar to that of rotten eggs or sewage. An unexpected odor may be a warning that a substance has escaped from its container. The ability to smell or sense an odor is highly dependent on the individual. Odor threshold is the concentration, in air, at which the average person can smell a particular compound. Some people can smell a given compound at an extremely low level. Other people may not be able to smell a particular compound even at very high concentrations in the air. Never use odors to determine safe or unsafe areas. Some highly toxic products may cause significant damage at a concentration below the odor threshold. Responders spending too much time exposed to some compounds may become desensitized to the smell of a chemical and may no longer be able to determine its presence.